when he ran to me, he took me in his arms, held my head to his chest, said, my son's come home.
For this command is a lamp, this teaching is a light, and correction and instruction are the way to life. Proverbs 6:23. Join Bishop Patrick Bruce of the Lighthouse Chapel International, Bantama, as he brings you the pure, unadulterated Word of God. This teaching is anointed, practical, down to earth, and full of wisdom, and will refresh, energize, and bring healing to your body and soul. Listen to the Word of God.
Let us pray. Father, thank you so very, very much for this morning. Thank you for the gathering of your saints, that we are here to share fellowship with you. And as we are here, bless us. But I ask also for the spirit of the worker to descend upon us, that suddenly we are transformed to become people who are laborers in your house. Let this season, this month of May, as we celebrate the birthday of our founder, let this month of May also be the month that we usher ourselves into a new realm, a new season of enlargement. That with his birthday, another year has gone of growth. We too will see growth in our lives. Thank you so, so very much. In Jesus' name. And all the saints said amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Today I want you to look around and see how it's not beautiful. Is it beautiful? Yeah, and by the grace of God also, we are in the month of May, which is a month of celebration, because we are blessed to have as our father, our pastor, our prophet, our founder, one of the most anointed people I've ever seen in this world. I mean, some of us don't know him, but some of us are privileged to have known him, to have walked with him for many, many years, to have seen him through the changing stages of his ministry when we were not appreciated. When it was Lighthouse, White House, White Chapel, Light Chapel, our name was a joke. To the stage where now we are a worldwide international organization. It has been a wonderful journey. And this man, as I followed him, as he has grown in the ministry, he has not changed. Amazingly, he has not changed. He's the same as he was, approachable, talkable, loving, gentle, anointed. And it's been a great, beautiful trip to be a witness of what God has done. But I want us also to become partakers of who he is and what he is doing, what he's doing in ministry. And one of the things is, the things he touches, they grow. Have you seen that? Oh, I can't hear you. Have you seen that? The things he touches, they grow. When we began from Coligono, one small church in one corner of Accra, now it's 93, 94 countries. It's amazing. Let us also embark on a season of growth. Amen? You know, if you have children, those of us who have children, our children, they are small. They are with us. They are small little boys walking around. And if you mark it, there's a certain age group, age range, where suddenly they shoot up and become very, very tall. I mean, I've noticed that thing. Yeah, and that same age, how they eat. Hey, I have three boys. When they are eating in the house, the fridge is always empty. No matter what you put inside the fridge, it is finished by the next day or two. And they are just shooting up and growing tall, tall. Before you are aware, they are taller than you. Look at Isabella. They are taller than her. She's now like a little sister to her daughter. Oh, I've not noticed. Yeah, like that's her daughter sitting by her. And she's a little sister. Her daughter can pat her on the head and say, "How?" Oh. There's a season of enlargement where they shoot up and become big. And sometimes they also put on weight and become bigger than you. That season, when it comes, it is our job also to encourage it. Hallelujah. I didn't hear amen. I didn't hear loud amen. It is our job to encourage it, to make it even more. Give, when they are eating, give them their food. When they are going, give them what they need so that they become. Are you not happy to see your children grow big? Or you are jealous? You are happy. See your children becoming big. And then when you are working with your son, it's like this. You say, "Oh yeah, that's my son." You know, just I could be big too, but I chose to be small. You know, and that's one of the aims I want us to have this season. Hallelujah. 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 But there's one key I want to emphasize today that will help us to reach this level of growth. And the key is called all hands on deck. All hands on deck. It means that everybody, every one of us, is to start working. Hallelujah. I didn't hear a good amen. You know, what happens and what is happening now, currently, is that it's just a few of us who are always mindful of the people who didn't come, who was not around. It's just a few of us. Most people just come, tap your neighbor. Say, "I think he's talking to you." Tap your neighbor. Most people, they just come to church, one man. Do you know one man, one gun? I walk alone. They just come. They just sit in. Look at Golda. Just walking. Look at the choir. It's empty. They just walk in, sit down alone, enjoy the service, and then walk out again. Tap your neighbor and say, "You see? I told you." Tap your neighbor and say, "You see? Hey, didn't see a tap. I told you he has seen you today." They just walk in alone and then walk out. I mean, look at Juliet. They just come down and go up again. But you see, I shouldn't say it. I should say it. Doctor said I should say it. Yeah, okay, I'm coming for you next. You don't know what is happening when you see your neighbor's beard burning. You are pouring petrol. Listen, what has happened is that just a few of us have been actively engaged in trying to grow church. Just a few of us have tried to do basentes, have tried to gather people. Just a few of us have called members and said, "You are not here. Where are you? What's happening?" Many times, church members, there's nothing wrong with them. They are at home. But sometimes they are feeling lonely, feeling forgotten, or just tired and lazy, and there's no one to encourage them to do the right thing and just rise up and come to church. I mean, if you like, go around in the spirit to their homes, and you see our church members doing what? Lying, washing, sleeping, cooking, just around, and they could easily have been here. And one of the mysteries that is a mystery is sometimes it takes just one phone call. Just one phone call from somebody, and then it's like you are just there. And when the call comes, "Oh, okay, I'll do it." But when the call hadn't come, you had not planned to do it. You were just lying around, lazing around. You know, we just need that little encouragement. Hallelujah. I didn't hear a good amen. And so this morning, I want to encourage everybody, say everybody, tap a neighbor and say, I think today you have made the pastor change his message. You have made him preach all hands on deck because he saw you walking here and he knows that you are. Oh, tell anybody, I mean, he knows you are not working. You come, look at Jacob, you come, the same people in your car every day, every Sunday. Jacob, the same people, true or not true? Hey, true or true? Not one person has added since Jesus Christ came to the world in 2,000 years ago. Same people. Dorcas, it's not true. You, the two of you, then the same people. Today, Christ bless. Mauricia, you too. But you see, the names I'm calling are those who are doing something or other. Hallelujah. I didn't hear a good amen this morning. The names, Belinda, the names I'm calling are those who can do something, are doing something. But I want us, all of us who are here this morning, to decide. Every one of us is a church worker. Is that a good idea? Oh, I didn't hear. Is that a good idea? Every one of us is what? A church worker. Every one of us. And from today, all of us, we are going to put our hands on deck. Otherwise, this work of trying to grow the church is very, very difficult. And what has been left to just a few people becomes almost a failure. Amen. I didn't hear a good amen. It becomes almost a failure. But if all of us, friends, if all of us put our hands on deck, it will change. Amen. This morning, I want to just read a short scripture. Today is a very short service. I want us to pray a little bit for ourselves that we will become workers. But I want you to see how important it is that all of us help. Hallelujah. This morning, you want to turn to Joshua chapter 7. Tell somebody, everybody get involved. Everybody. Hold the neighbor by the shirt or the skirt or the dress and tell him or her, everybody. Look, if you are alone on your bench, on your row, it's also a problem. It's also a problem. Why are you alone on your row? It's not a good thing. Everybody should have, if you come alone again, it's not a good thing. There should be somebody by you. Ask your neighbor, how will he get married sitting alone like this? Ask your neighbor, how? Oh, ask her how. How will you get married sitting alone like this? You think that the men will drop from the ceiling? The ceiling is very high. They will drop. Acts chapter 7. Now, we all know of Joshua. Joshua was the servant of Moses who took... Are you here this morning? Yes, listen carefully. Joshua was the servant of Moses who took over after Moses. And God told him to enter the land and take it. If you go to Joshua chapter 1, let's get some background. Joshua chapter 1. Verse 2. Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, and all thou and all these people unto the land, which what? Hey, are you here this morning? Which what? Which I do give them. Verse 3. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. So Joshua had the green light from God that I have given you all this land. As you go into battle, to take war, it is yours. You are what? A guaranteed success. Hallelujah. Is it clear? What's happening? What are you sharing in church? It's the wrong time to share things. You are guaranteed success. God has said, I will do it. What again is there to worry about? It will be done. Amen. Or God will fail. or God will not be able to do it, or God is not able to do what he has said he will do. Once he said you are going to enter the land and take possession, it will be the case. What God has said to do, he will do it. Amen. Oh, I said amen.
Amen.
So Joshua entered the promised land. The first obstacle was what? Oh, the first city he met. Hey, you don't know. What was the first city he met? Hey, tap your neighbor. You see why you're not doing well. You don't know Jericho. You don't know Jericho. Jericho was the first city he met. Jericho was a city with what? Look, tell us about your Sunday school teacher. Did he do well? It was a city with high walls. I mean, if there's a problem in life, it is Jericho. If there's something that is difficult to overcome, let's go to Joshua chapter 6. Chapter 6. Jericho was strictly shut up. None came in and none went out and none came in. Locked. No entrance. And there were high walls. High walls. I mean, it was a difficult place to enter. But what happened? By God's leading. Are you here this morning? By God's leading, they entered Jericho. And they demolished it. And they took the city. It was almost easy. It was easy. It was the choristers who went to fight Jericho. Even the soldiers didn't fight some. The choristers, where are the choristers? They are finished. Only two of them. There are two choristers, two and a half. You should be sitting there. You are sitting here. Two halves making three. It is the choristers that Joshua went out to do, and they conquered Jericho. They made it look so easy. Do you know why? Because God had said, the land is yours, take it. And they went, the choir, the soldiers, the Levites. Look, and they went. Do you know the story of Jericho? Hey, do you know the story of Jericho? What a church. Tell neighbor, look, you are disgracing your church. Tell neighbor, you are disgracing your church. If the saved children come down from the upstairs, we'll be ashamed. If there's a quiz, polar quiz right now, we are against them. It will not be easy at all for us. But I'm helping you pass the test. Because they went around the city seven times with their trumpets, and they blew their trumpets, and the wall came down, and there was a great miracle, and they conquered Jericho. Chapter 7. And it's chapter 7. Chapter 7. And yet verse 7. Brah. Chapter 7. Verse 2. So from Jericho, Joshua sent men from Jericho to Ai, which is beside Beth Aven, and said, go up and view the country. Go and spy the place. Go and see what it's like. It's our next target. Go and see. And the men went up and viewed Ai. Yes. And they returned to Joshua. Listen to what they are saying. And they said, let's all read what they said. What did they say? Let not all the people go up, but let about 2,000 or 3,000 go up and smite Ai, and make not all the people to labor therewith. Why? Why? They are but few. As for, Jericho, their full squad. Let's go and fight Jericho. But as for Ai, it no be anything. Just 2 or 3. even the choir cry, they don't come. You know, just 1 or 2 usher, 1 choir, 1. That's all. And listen to what he said. Make not all the people to labor hither, for they are but few. So just a few of us can do the work. The rest of you relax. Relax and sit down and just be in church. Come and hear and go. Come and hear and go. Come and hear and go. And verse 3. And verse 4, and they went up hither of the people about 3,000. But what happened? They fled before the men of Ai. Verse 5, and the men of Ai smote of them, 36 men. They chased them from the gate. Look, when they went, it was a fiasco. It was a total fiasco, and they ran away from the men of Ai. The place you say that is not a problem. It's a small place. Look, don't let everybody go. Jacob, don't come. It's okay, relax. Let only Juliet come. Dorcas there is okay. You can go on holiday. Look, this guy, media, all of them wear nice white t-shirts. Okay, there are five of you. Only one should come. It's not a big deal, just a small thing. And they went. And they were beaten soundly. Do you understand? They were whipped. They ran away. And he said what? And their hearts of the people melted and became like water. Broken, sacked. Look, how many have written an exam? When the results came, you failed. Can I see your hand? You failed. I mean, failed is F, not D or E. Can I see your F hands? You have never failed before. You are something. You have failed. Those who have failed, let me see your hand. You have failed before. Only Mauritius has failed before. Look, when you fail, your heart becomes, you are shocked, you are disappointed. And you are wondering, how did it happen? What is going on? And because they took it for granted. They said, it's not, go back to verse 3. Let about 2 or 3,000, look at how he said it. 2 or 3,000, go and make not all the men to go and labor therein, for they are but few. And they went and they were whipped, and they ran away and came back and they were crying. Hallelujah. And then Joshua went also crying to God. God, what is this? You promised us success. You promised us the land. You said wherever we walk, we will do it. But look at us. We have been disgraced by our enemy. And what is going to happen to us? And God said, go again. Go again. Chapter 8. Go again. Oh Lord, what shall I say? When Israel has turned their backs before their enemies. Go back to that scripture. When they turn their back to the enemy, it means you are running away. It means you are running away. That's what it means. It means somebody is chasing you and you are afraid. Chapter 8. Chapter 8. And the Lord said to Joshua, fear not, neither be dismayed, but what? Look, are you here this morning? But what? Let's read it aloud. Take what? Take all the people. Take what? All the people of war with you. Arise and go up to Ai. For I have given into your hand the king. I said, look, this what you have come to fail, this failure. He said, it's your fault. It's your fault. Look at verse 2. And you go to, you shall do to Ai and her king as you did to Jericho. Verse 3. And Joshua arose and all the men of war with him to go up against Ai. And he chose how many? Hey, I cannot hear you at all. He chose how many? 2,000. 3,000 again. Okay, let's increase to 5,000. What did he choose? You are not serious. I mean, the first time, 2,000 or 3,000, and they were lost. Okay, let's double and do 6,000. It's reasonable. So Joshua, how many did he choose? 30,000 mighty men of valor. And that's how he won the war. That's how Joshua was able to conquer Ai. What is happening? Are you listening? Are you listening? What is happening is that we have left all the church evangelism, church follow-up, church pastoral care, calling on members, two or three are doing all the work, and 28 or 27,000 were staying home the first time. 27,000 were staying home doing what? Pounding fufu in their homes, lying down and just resting, doing nothing. They say, oh, we are busy. We are keeping the camp clean. We are But in that large number being at home, there was no growth and no expansion of the people of Israel in the new country. Nothing. Rather, they came back as a great disgrace and failure. Hallelujah. And when Joshua said, no, let's do it right. Let's do it right. 30,000 men went this time. It was easy. And they wiped out Ai. Hallelujah. And this morning, I want us to enter. Are you here this morning? Yes. I want us to enter a realm, a new, Reverend Dell, a new season of this church where everybody, what you see, everybody, what's everybody in tree? Obia, is there no stronger word than Obia? Eh? Bibia. How do you say the whole world? We are saying, nah. It's too big for us. Look, tap your neighbor. Tell them, I think your laziness is costing. Tap your neighbor. Please, talk us. I think your, Jacob, your same torture, the same people every day. The same, every time. Same people every time. Tell him it's too much. It's too much. Please ask your neighbor, who did you come with? Who did you come with? You bought Juliet. Shame on you. You bought Juliet. Look at that. Ask her. Please ask him about who did you come with? What did he or she say? Nobody. They said, no, you came alone? No. Listen, you're not doing the thing well. You came alone? Ask it in that way. You came alone? I mean, you alone? You just walk here like that? Just walk here? Alone, young lady, you came alone from your house telling about what a shock and what a disappointment. I mean, how are you telling me that in your area nobody needs Christ? Please tap your neighbor and ask him, are you telling me? Please tap your neighbor and ask him, are you telling me that where you come from, they are all going to heaven? Is that what you are saying? And this morning, they've all gone to church somewhere? Is that what you are saying? Tell them, not at all. Not at all. Look, the two of you in the corner there. Are you telling me that where you came from, they are all going to church? I don't believe it. And what has happened is we have left it to just a few people to go around consistently. Please, listen, let's do one test. Shall we do one test? Shall we do one test? Some of you are quiet. Shall we do one test? This is the test. Look around and mention the names of 5 people who didn't come this morning. If you can't mention 5 names, you will get a knock from somebody. From their neighbor. Look around and mention 5 names of people who didn't come. If you can't mention 5 names, Dorcas, you already received the knock. You are ready for it. Most of us are really not helping. You are like AI, 27,000 seated at home. 27,000 seated at home, and we who have gone out, we have been beaten, we have been whipped, we have come back in disgrace. As we came back, the church is empty. Nobody, no offering, no investor, no new convert, nothing. What a disgrace for all of us, because we went out and we came back just a few, and the rest, 27,000, were seated at home pounding fufu and just resting and say, the cobra, why? Cobra, why? I'm waiting for you here. Tell me about it shouldn't happen again. Oh, I tell you, it shouldn't happen again. And so, listen, we are starting what we are calling. Are you listening? Yes. Are you listening to me? Yes. Some of you don't say yes, you don't say anything. Are you listening to me? I want us to embark on what we call a season of enlargement. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And this season, every one of us is going to become a church worker. And the aim is, will you do it? Be a church worker. Every one of us is going to embark on an assignment to call people, call church members who didn't come, visit some who are within reach, who you know, and never tell anybody, never again. Oh, you didn't say it. I mean, this, if you say, will you mind me like this? I'll say no. How you say never again? There's no life in your never again. Never again. Come to church alone. Do you agree? Do you know that some professional agreeers, they agree to everything, but they don't do it. Professional agreeers. Yeah. Do you know them? Do you know them? Professional agreeers. Whatever they say, they will say, yeah, yeah, it's true. It's a good message. We agree. But they will never lift one finger. They are the 27,000 seated at home doing nothing while 2,000 or 3,000 have gone to war. Professional agreeers. But today, Reverend Dell, do me a favor. Get me a piece of paper and write down everybody's name and phone number. And I will send you, everybody, I will send you 3 or 4 phone numbers for you to call. Will you call? Look. Tell anybody, stop lying. Stop lying. Because this church, we are in church, you come to church, they are smiling nice. How many, if I give you 4 numbers to call, how many will call? Raise your hand and say, I swear I will call. How many say, I know I won't call? Can I see that I know I won't call too? How many will call? So you, your hand is down. I mean, Tiasi, what does it mean? You won't call, but you will say it. Look, how many will call? If you will call, come. It's church, but it doesn't matter. It's our church. Come and write your name and phone number here. If you will call, come. Give me another piece of paper. If you will call, come and write your name and phone. Quick, I need another paper. I need another paper. Get this envelope. Please, yes. Come and get me a pen. If you will call, please come to this side too. Come here. Come. Hey! You won't call. Look, listen. Don't come if you won't call. You will mess up my work. Do not come if you will not call. Do not come if you will not call. Because you will mess up my work. I will give you names and you will not call them. And I'm counting on you. There's another paper. I need another paper. There's no other paper. Yes, bring another paper. I need a pen. This line, logo line, is not a nice thing. Bring another paper here. And there's a pen here. Come and sit here. Some of you, come and sit here and write your name. Come and sit down here and write your name. Oh, and then give another pen. Another pen. Listen, I beg you. Pause. Wait. If you will not call, don't come and kululu me. Why? My sister in the blue dress, you are smiling at me, but you will not. Will you call? Let me see then your name. Immaculate. Yes. You will call.
Yes.
Immaculate. If you don't call, I'm coming to look for you. Me and Ruth. And I'm giving you three or four names. Everybody. And they won't call. You don't trust them. You don't trust them. Come and you call. You call. Come and write your names and you call. Exmond, you will call. Ha. Everybody, I will give everybody by 12 o'clock. By what time? By 12 today. Are you all on WhatsApp? You're all on WhatsApp. Yes, by 12 today, we'll send you, we'll open a new page and send you, put you all on a page. Oh, no, we'll send it to you. It's a work, but we'll send it to everybody. By what? Call. Listen. Listen. The call is not to discuss Ghana economy. The dollar has gone to 15 cities. Hey, business is hard. That's not the call. Paul, that's not the call to discuss how hard it is. Tally, these days, you know, they see top. You know, rice is, tomatoes are now, how much are tomatoes? 5 cedis. 1 for 5 cedis. Hallelujah. I didn't hear a good amen. How many really will call? Can I see your hand? Immaculate, I'm looking. Raise your hand well. Next time, don't tell me your name. Those who know my name is very dangerous because you are in my preaching. But if I don't know your name, it is very bad. How can your pastor not know your name? Ask anybody, does the pastor know your name? What do you say? Better say yes. If you don't know my name, come and report yourself right here before the service ends. Okay. But listen, I'm closing on this one. Belinda, did you come to write your name? You came. Reverend Dale, check that their names are there. Reverend Dale, check. Our Shackle Stars. I didn't see them, these nice dresses. I'd have seen their nice dresses coming forward. They are there. You are lucky. Listen, the call is not just to call and say, I have called. It is to call and check on the person. Are you okay? It's a pastoral call. How many here are pastors? How many here are pastors? No. All of you are pastors. Raise your hand. You are not serious. When you are going to war, you are not serious. How many of you are pastors? All of you, raise your hand. Yes, that's what I didn't understand the question. We are all going to war. We are. How many of you are pastors? Can I see your hand, please? Yes, all of us are pastors. Hey, now, raise your hand. You are going to school. And so what? You are not you are a pastor. You'll be a pastor at St. Monica's. Look, when you call, it's not that I'm just calling to say, hello, how are you? Fine, bye-bye. No. It is a call to check up on the person. Number one, the person you are calling is a brother or a sister, is a member of this church, is not a stranger. So call the person and said, listen, Bishop and Reverend Dell asked me to call. Do you understand? Hey, do you understand? What did I say? Isabella, you didn't say it. Who and who asked you to call? And Reverend Dell asked me to call. So I'm calling to do what? To do what? To check up on you. Is everything okay? We didn't see you in church. Is everything okay? They say, oh, I traveled. You say, oh, okay. When are you back? Or I'm sick. Oh, you are sick. I'm sorry. What is wrong with you? Or my mother is sick. Oh, I'm sorry. What is wrong with her? Look, two things you must do on this phone call. Okay? One, you must share a word. Reverend Dale, let's give them one or two scriptures about Hebrews 10:25 or something. You must share, just say something. Oh, God bless you. Or encourage the person that God, don't worry. Whatever it is, it will be okay. Are you listening? And then number two, encourage the person. How many here have a trouble? You have troubles. Can I see your hand? Marcus, you don't have troubles. Ah, you have troubles. Yeah, how many have troubles? Troubles. How many here need encouragement? They too need encouragement. So when you call them, tell them, listen, I know things are not easy, but listen, keep coming to church. God will do it for you. God will encourage you. God will help you. God is with us. Okay? And then finally, do what? Pray for the person on their phone. Before you hang up, say, please, can I pray for you? How many here know how to pray? You know how to pray. If your hand is down, I'll summon you for born again, come for born again this morning. Pray with the person. Say, God bless you. God keep you. God heal you. God take you and come. God bless your work, your store, your business, your education. Are you writing exams? May God help you remember what you have learned, whatever it is. Are you married? May God help your family, support your husband and children. Are you single? May God lead you to a handsome man, or a tall, handsome man, or a beautiful, beautiful. Why are you laughing? Because you are married, so you are not. I shouldn't pray that prayer. It's a prayer. I want you. Listen. Do not make a phone call like a soldier man. Some mechanical call. Just ask. Make it to be a friendly call. I didn't hear amen. And your aim is, the person I'm calling, when you come back to church next Sunday, come and see me. My name is Isabella. I called you. I normally sit on the first, second, third, sixth row, fifth row. So when you come on Sunday, look for me. And when you are in church, flash me. I will find you. Are you listening? Are you listening? How is it? If you don't do what you are, what this instruction, we will never grow as a church. It will be left three of us or the two of us to keep working back and forth. And two people try to catch a goat. It's very difficult. When you pass it to pass here, when you pass it to pass here. When we have, we can corner it easily in a corner and then we grab it. Is that the case? Yes. Is that the case? It will work. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me promise you something. If you serve the Lord, He will bless you. I said, if you serve the Lord, He will bless you. And when we say God bless you, it means every area of your life. Things that you have not even prayed for, God will rise up and help you. Things you are looking for, God will come Himself and give it to you. And some prayer topics, how many will admit? Nobody knows the real desire of your heart. It's secrets. It's in the bottom of your heart, the bottom left corner of your heart. There are some topics there that you don't talk about. When God comes, He will answer those topics down there. Yeah. And you'll be amazed at how things are working. There are many things I don't pray for, but I have them because I serve God. The 2,000 who went to war, I was one of them. But we were beaten. Me and Reverend Dale, we came back like that. We went. At least we tried. We went. But we came back. Look at our failure. Empty chairs. We were beaten back with shouts of, hey, nobody. We are. So I've come to call all of you. Let's go again. It will work this time. It will work this time. If you all join us, we will not come in defeat again. We will never sit here in an empty hall and nobody is, no men to marry you. It will not be the case again. There will be multiple choices of men and women, rich and poor, tall and short, black and fair. All kinds will be here for you to choose some to marry them and everything. And God will help us. Hallelujah. Put your hands together this morning. Lift your right hand. Lift your right hand. Stand to your feet and lift your right hand. I want you to pray for yourself for 1 minute. Lord, bless me as I work for you. That's my simple prayer this morning. Lord, bless me as I work for you. Let my labor not be in vain. Let every call. Are you praying? Are you praying for yourself? I'm only guiding you what to pray. Your prayer is this. Let every call I make yield fruits. Out of the four, at least two should come to church. At least two people should appear next week because I call them. And sometimes I may call them more than once in the week. If I call somebody Monday or Tuesday and I have a conversation, Lord, remind me to call him again Friday or Saturday. Let every call be a seed planted in somebody's life. That will cause a new living change in that person. Let there be an explosion of workers from 3,000 to 30,000. More workers to explode in this service. Let it be our case that we are saviors of men. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. In Jesus' name. Amen. This morning, every head bowed, every eye closed, you are here. But you are not born again. You are not sure where you will go when you die. Please do me a favor and lift your right hand. I want to pray with you right now. You are here this morning. You are not born again. You are not sure where you will go when you die off this world. Just lift your right hand. Lift your right hand right now, wherever you are. Maybe you are in church, you are a member, but you are not sure. You too, lift your right hand. Lift your right hand. God bless you. God bless you. Father, thank you so very much that as we gather like this, let the great salvation that we have received not be neglected. Let us pass it on to all those around us. Thank you so very much. In Jesus' name, amen.
When he ran to me, he took me in his arms, held my head to his chest, said, "My son's come home."
We believe the word of God has come through to you. Join us at the Lighthouse Chapel International, Bantama, behind the Confidence Eating Place. This is every Sunday at 9:30 a.m. and 6 p.m. every Tuesday. Stay blessed.
He called me back.